All right, everyone out there, super excited for a new episode of Real Estate vs. Technology. I'm your host, Norman Kinsey. Dan Gandy is not available today. Unfortunately, we have some problems with the scheduling system, but I'm sure he'll be here on the next episode. Big thanks to Liftoff Agent, number one marketing and positioning agency, for sponsoring the show. If you haven't already done so, like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell as new videos come out every Friday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. And today, if you're a real estate professional, mortgage professional, someone in the real estate industry looking for a company to work with, we're going to talk a little bit about the company he owns. It's called Aerial Canvas. So if you're looking for someone to help you film your videos, your listing walkthrough tours, amazing company there. And also for anyone who's an agency owner out there or someone that wants to start an agency focusing on real estate professionals and growing and scaling with systems and tools, we have the one and only Brandon on the show to Real Estate vs. Technology. Welcome to the show, man. Super excited to have you on today and talk all things about all the things that you're doing. You have so much going on, man. We've known each other for quite a while now. And in doing so, you've grown Aerial Canvas out of the Bay Area, and that's done a very amazing job. Over 100 people on staff with that company. Now you're taking the best practices and techniques, and now you're over here doing what you're doing with Anchor Partner to help agency owners that want to do the same thing that you've already done, man. So hats off to you first and foremost for what you're doing to serve our amazing industry, and welcome to the show.
Appreciate it. Excited to be here, Norman, and also excited to keep building alongside what you're doing at Liftoff Agent.
Yes, there's some things behind the scenes we're not going to talk too much right now about, but we are going to be working on partnership opportunities to be able to serve this amazing industry. So let's first and foremost get into it. So you're starting these companies, and you've already had companies before these two companies that we just mentioned on the show. Have you been an entrepreneur your whole life? What gave you the entrepreneur bug to work for yourself, be the man, and offer all this amazing opportunities to the people that you have that work with you?
Yeah, I think it started when I was in high school, actually probably middle school, when I was the gum guy, and I had gum, and I would be giving out free gum. And then really? At some point, people were like, hey, can I just buy a pack off you? You know, like, my mom doesn't, you know, let me buy gum, or I don't have an allowance. You know, I don't have to go to a store. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And so I started selling gum in middle school and, you know, made a decent chunk of change there. And also I was the Pokemon card guy for a good while as well, in terms of, like, you know, trading, you know, my Pikachu for a Charizard and just trading up, you know. And that's always been part of who I am. Is, I would say, like, entrepreneurship started fairly early, back in the early days.
Wow, that's amazing. So is your mother or father, or anyone in your family, also entrepreneurs or own businesses themselves?
Yeah, my dad's in real estate. He had a few businesses previously. Like, he's tried working on a business called Mr. CD-ROM. And we all know how long CD-ROMs lasted. So his business, you know, came and went pretty fast. And real estate's always been tried and true. So that's what attracted me to real estate. That's how my dad built his wealth. And that's why I was interested in building Aerial Canvas, a media company that serves real estate industry leaders, as well as expand upon my understanding and how I'm integrated and helping real estate players succeed more on the marketing and business side.
Wow. I absolutely love that. So question for you is real estate, how did you stumble upon the world of real estate? It was just your father. And then from there you saw potential opportunities in this video media world. And so you said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and start this video media company. Or what was the lead up to Aerial Canvas?
Yeah. So I would say I stumbled into it. I was helping a friend work on his business after he got laid off. He was working at a Chinese drone company called Ehong. His name is Colby, my business partner at Aerial Canvas. Okay. And after he got laid off, I was like, Colby, now is the time to start your own business. You can jump into it and, you know, fly your drone around and try to get some business there. And
yeah,
coincidentally, his landlord's dad at the time was a pretty successful agent at Sotheby's, and he got his first contract with Sotheby's. He almost got hired as a marketing manager, but I told him, hey, this is your time to, you know, secure some contracts, start your own business. And a year into our consulting relationship, I was like a friend consultant that he was like leaning into for business advice, since he had seen me grow my first company to like over a dozen employees. It was an iPhone computer repair business on a college campus out in Champaign, Illinois, called Fix It. And so he had seen me grow that. And so, like, you know, when you lead by example and people see you've done something, like, you're usually the person that people come to for advice. So he came to advice around starting his business. And within a year, he was consistently doing, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 months. And nice. He was doing everything. He was video editing, photo editing, managing client communications, emails. And he was just like, Brandon, I need your help. I tried hiring an employee. He didn't work out after 3 months. Like, I need someone who has experience building a business. And
yeah,
he had invited me out to California, and the rest is history. I actually worked for free for 3 months. And then I offered to buy 50% of the business for $50,000, which was a good deal for him and a good deal for me. It was a good way for me to continue my entrepreneurial journey. Mm. And we were able to scale from $250,000 the first year to mm-hmm. $1.7 million our second year, and then $5 million in annual revenue the year after. And the Amazing. Rest has been history.
Amazing. That's super awesome. The power of leverage. And if you've already done something, had success with it, the way that you can just be able to duplicate that success is very powerful. So that's an amazing story. So then what was the catalyst? Now you have anchor partners. It sounds like you're kind of doing what you did for your buddy, now owning 50% of AeroCanvas. So guys, gals out there, viewers, listeners, checking out, links are down below. And so now you're at this point where like, you just saw the writing on the wall. What was that key performance indication? Like, I'm going to go into this direction and now do this for the general public.
Yeah. So when it came to our success with AeroCanvas, we really focused on three things: building out a great product and offering, building out the team and mm-hmm, systems mm-hmm. to support it, and ultimately building a brand that clients and real estate players can really trust. And yeah. Through our reputation and through our experience growing AeroCanvas to the seven-figure powerhouse it is now in California,
yeah,
other industry players took notice. And I feel like a lot of the opportunities that I've pursued, I've actually fallen into. I think there's a lot of internet gurus out there that want to get into coaching because they think, you know, the money is really good.
Yeah.
And they want to do consulting because they're like, oh, you know, that's selling info products is a quick way to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
I always followed and try to figure out true value and not just try to I never try to like get rich quick.
Yeah.
And yeah. The get rich quick, I feel like, is something that can really tarnish your reputation if you don't really sell something that has mm-hmm. long-term mm-hmm. value. And so I actually was found by a colleague of mine who's a student and now a partner of mine named Bronson, who runs CPV Media okay. out in the DMV area, Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, you know, I've seen what you've done at AeroCanvas. I would love to learn from you and teach me what you have to – like teach me your ways. Teach me what you've done at AeroCanvas. And I didn't wow. realize the value I could provide him. Until I gave him a free hour of my time. And then he is just like, let me pay for more mentorship. Let me pay for more of your time.
Yeah.
This is saving me so much trial and error. And this is helping me shortcut like my path to success and helping me make decisions faster, which is usually a huge limiting component of someone's growth, is like making good decisions. Like usually one or two or three key decisions can double, triple your business in a year. Who to hire, right? What type of sales process to engage in, how to create a really compelling offer. Each one of those things can add 50%, 2x, 3x growth to your business. So as I plugged in some of these strategies and tactics and actual like ways for him to grow, that's when I found my love for consulting and for helping other agency owners grow, because I was just like, if I could do this for this guy, one, the level of appreciation is unlike any other. I have some really appreciative employees who are like, thank you so much for the opportunity. But when you help a business owner double their business, there's like a different level of lifelong like appreciation that you get, which I have an ego, and that definitely helps stroke my ego when someone I can change business owners' whole trajectory 2x, 3x, 10x. And so that really excited me a lot more than continuing down the agency route, which was like working and hiring and scaling more linearly. I feel like scaling people, there's like it's a lot of maintenance and a lot of like management, which isn't something I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about innovating. I'm passionate about changing mindsets and guiding, you know, principles, helping people think about how to approach growing their business. And I would say consulting and coaching found me more than I pursued it, to the point where it's just like, oh, if I can help this many people this way, it's all about leverage in business. If I can help 100 business owners change the trajectory of their business, that's how much faster I can help 1,000 people create a livelihood, create a career that they're passionate about, versus scaling through the vehicle I had before, which was Aerial Canvas. It was more linear, you know, for me to get to 100, you know, that was still 5 years worth of effort and grind.
Yeah.
If I wanted to get to 1,000, who knows how long that would have taken. Whereas now that I'm in coaching, consulting, and helping agency owners just leverage our experience and leverage the resources that we've created, I can help 1,000 people probably within the next 2 years.
Huge. That's absolutely huge. And for our viewers and listeners out there, I think that anyone who's listening and or watching the episode on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, hit that notification bell, give us any of your feedback. I think the catalyst was in what he just said is I love the fact that you're like, hey, get a coach. Get a coach, get a mentor, get someone that's already done and or is where you want to be. And I look at you, Brandon, like not so much as an entrepreneur, but an enterpriser. You're someone who's enterprising companies and you're doing so much more. And it makes a lot more sense because, you know, even off air for viewers and listeners, like we never really got into this conversation, right? As busy entrepreneurs as we are, we don't always have time to smell the roses and get into, you know, all the nitty gritty as far as how things have transpired. But to take this time and to share it with the audience that we have here at Real Estate Versus Technology and just inspire one person, agency owner, to reach out to you, a real estate professional, someone in the industry to reach out to Aerial Canvas is the intention behind this episode. So first and foremost, man, congratulations on all the success and what you've done to be where you're at. And I love how you've kind of just stumbled upon the success that you've had. We've seen some of the most successful entrepreneurs have stumbled upon their success, literally just being able to listen, understand, and pivot. So congratulations for you and for what you're doing with that. So going into Anchor Partner a little bit. So let's talk about the mechanics, specifically what it is. And so our listeners and viewers can get a little more understanding as far as what it is that you guys do. And maybe there's someone out there listening that potentially wants to go through your services and or platform to help them scale their business.
Yeah, I think the best way to help the audience understand the framework of what good coaching and consulting is you have to look at what the market really needs and try to find as many solutions to build upon that. So it can help everyone. If you want a killer offer around coaching, info products, and licensing what you do, you have to figure out ways to create more value for a smaller cost.
Got it.
And that's how the greatest companies have come around, right? You know, you look at the iPhones, the Teslas, they're creating like newer products that are better for a more and more reasonable price over time. And that's how you should approach every sort of business opportunity is how do you create an offer where you can help someone get their dream outcome? You can reduce the uncertainty and increase the likelihood of success. Mm-hmm. And you decrease the effort that they need to put in to get that outcome. At the same time, you know, tie that together with a very clear product offering. And so for anyone who's looking to build any sort of coaching platform or consultancy, that's what I would do. And how do you break this down tangibly, right? So essentially, info products are infinitely scalable. So you have that working for you, but most people don't want to buy a course. They want to buy mentorship. They want to buy the result.
Yeah.
And so how do you tie the course into the result? The easiest way is to increase the likelihood that they're going to be successful. And so what we've done uniquely with our coaching platform is we're more like a franchise and licensing platform that white labels our actual marketing materials, our SOPs, our trainings to our clients. And our clients have essentially been able to not just buy a course, but buy access to mentorship in a done with you service that increases their likelihood of success by 2, 3, maybe 10x, 10-fold. And how we've done it is we've systematically figured out what it takes for an agency owner to grow their revenue, scale their systems, build their team out, create a really good offer from a marketing and sales perspective, and double down on each one of those strategies. And we've broken that down for each agency, each company we've helped to figure out what is their bottleneck. Is their bottleneck that they have too much business, but not enough team members to support in the right way and streamlining their workflow? Is it that they have a pretty good team that just needs a little bit of refinement, but most of the energy and effort should go towards building out sales, figuring out better ways to improve the sales process between getting better partnerships, stronger referrals, more consistent like upgrades and consultative sales processes that increase the average order value? All of those things we help systematically agency owners and business owners approach.
Yes.
And once they have that down, we plug in our marketing assets, our like actual tangible materials, even our systems that we've built out.
Yeah.
That they can just layer in their business. Mm-hmm. And now like it's like they're getting upgrades, and these upgrades are for 10 cents, 20 cents on the dollar.
Love
and
it.
How can we afford to do that, right? Because we have info products and we have a lot of these assets we've already created, and we're doing more of a licensing play. We're able to sell it for 80% off.
Yeah.
Our goal is to sell it 100 times over, so we still make 20x. And with that value, we have what's most important, which is an audience. Once you have an audience that trusts you because you've made them rich, right? You look at the most successful individuals out there, they've helped other people get rich. That's the, if you want, everything you want is within reach if you help someone else get what they want, is kind of the philosophy.
Amen.
And so we've taken that model and we've applied that to what great consulting and mentorship and a great program is about, which is not just, let me just talk at you, but let me actually hold your hand without me throwing my ego in play saying, hey, let me put my logo on your stuff. You can put your logo on our work and we will help you get there. And we're helping them get to where they want. And ultimately, what's that going to earn us? Their attention for life. Most of the agency owners and the partners that we've brought on, because we continue to make them money and more money, they stick around for us for life. And now I have the platform to bring on other great offerings like Liftoff Agent into the fold. Huge. And other, like our goal ultimately is when we have 200-300 agency owners that serve 20,000-30,000 top producing agents, that we have the platform and the trust that has been earned to help be a launch platform for great ideas and great products.
I love that. I love that. That's super amazing. And it makes a lot of sense. And anyone that needs to go back and watch that segment over again, I would highly recommend, because we're talking very high level here. So I'm actually like kidney candy store here. I want to slow down really quick. I got a question for you, a little more so on the subject matter of Aerial Canvas, that transition and that conversation you had with your partner. So how did that conversation go? And do you see any, is it all love? Like, you see a little bit of restrictions, because if Aerial Canvas is Aerial Canvas and they have goals, aspirations to scale and grow, and they have 100 plus people on staff, they're in the Bay Area. So do you just not do anything with anchor partners in the Bay Area? How was that conversation with your partner? I'm just curious personally, right? Because you're taking the roadmap of Aerial Canvas as a 50% owner of that company and then giving it to the playbook to all these other people, which is amazing, but then it's almost exposing, say, Aerial Canvas in a way, right? But there's plenty of business to go around. So I'm just kind of curious how that conversation go. What's your thoughts around that?
Yeah, so I have an arrangement with my business partner where I give him a revenue share of acre partner to have his full support for us to white label and license things that Aerial Canvas is producing. But more importantly, Aerial Canvas is benefiting from Acre Partner more than Aerial Canvas is serving Acre Partner, because now we have 50, 60, 100 agency owners that are helping us grow and helping us look at strategies in different ways and giving us ideas and asking, hey, do you have this? And we're like, hey, we don't have that. Let's build that together, right? And so it opens up a conversation for collaboration. And I do believe that if you want to build a true, like a true alliance, you have to be willing to give it all away, right? Like if democracy was such a good idea, right? Would it have been such a good idea if the person who came up with it didn't want to share it with other countries that could be, also be democratic and also run a capitalistic society and like economy? It's the same concept with business, and it's the same concept with like how we want to approach business at Acre Partner. Is we want to share our ideas freely, and whoever wants to adopt them and whoever wants to benefit from them can benefit from them. Obviously, there is a pay-to-play component, but we give a lot of the content, a lot of the strategies away for free. And our goal is, if that resonates with other agency owners and business owners that appreciate that it's value first and then value will follow, then everything works out. And so we do coach other agencies in overlapping territories. And there's a caveat, right? Is there alignment in our values? Because if there's alignment in our values, I see these people not as competitors, but as allies in the same local area. And I see them as future business partners that if they're ready to sell their business, I might be able to acquire them for a fair price. And when they're ready to take on more expansion, maybe they can lean into my team to support them further. And it definitely gets a little bit convoluted when I have someone I coach actually take one of my clients, because that's just the natural progression of business, and that will organically happen. However, when you're so abundant in how you're behaving and how you're acting, there's really not much of any grievance when that happens, because we're adding more revenue. We're adding more partners. We're still helping and serving more people as a cohort. And I think that's the most beautiful part. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, they have a us or the us versus them mentality. I think that can only get you so far, because you look at a great company like Tesla led by Elon, and Elon open sourced all of their patents, because if Tesla's true goal is to change how the world interacts with renewable energy and with EVs, then they can't afford not to share their best ideas to attract the best engineers, to attract 100%. The whole world to go after this new opportunity together. Because they're looking at humanity. They're not looking at just their pocketbooks.
I love that, man. I love that. And the reason why I bring that up for our viewers and listeners out there is because there's so many individuals in the real estate sector that think that like there's some hidden sauce or something that you have that is proprietary to your business that someone else can't see or whatever. And you're starting to see this industry shift, and people are starting to coach and build these downlines and YouTube, and here's all the information. And so I appreciate how you approach that the answer to the question. And I also love how you're aligning yourself for the future to be able to partner and or acquire the same companies you help gain the success that they've had. So we're excited to see where you're at in the next year to 2 years. We'd love to get you back on the show. I know we're both short on time here. So at the end of every single episode of Real Estate vs. Technology, we like to leave the audience with a golden nugget, something that you want them to either apply to their business, take action on, or something you want to share. So what would you like to leave out with our show today, Real Estate vs. Technology, for our viewers and listeners?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, a theme for me this year is figuring out the who, not the what, the how. And I believe if you really want to be successful, if you want to be successful like the president of the United States, a Fortune 500 CEO, you surround yourself with true counsel. You surround yourself with the best in the industry. And there's not enough value to be placed on those people that you can surround yourself with versus a lot of agency owners and a lot of business owners and real estate agents. They're looking more so at price and trying to cut corners when in reality, you want to align yourself with the very best. If you could align yourself with the Tom Ferries, the Ryan Serhants, the Norman Kinseys, the Brendan Shues of the industry.
Amen.
And you have 10 of them on your team in some capacity that you can either refer them or have them refer you. The opportunity is that much greater when you have more of the abundant mentality and you're trying to build something more like an empire rather than just trying to cut corners so you can put an extra $200 in your pocket, because that can only get you so far. You can't save your way to $1 million. But I can promise you, you look at PayPal Mafia, you look at the best trade organizations in the world, they all did it through collaboration, and they didn't do it by trying to cut corners and keep secrets.
Wow. All right. I wish I had like dropped a bomb kind of sound, but I don't have any sounds with me. That's more for the in-person podcast episode. But man, Brandon, this was absolutely amazing, man. Thanks so much for your time today to be on Real Estate vs. Technology. We definitely have to get you back. Viewers and listeners out there, links are down below. Go ahead and give them a follow, whether it's Brandon, Aero Canvas, Anchor Partners. They're absolutely crushing it. We love what you're doing. More to come with the relationship between Anchor Partners and also Liftoff Agents. So thanks so much for your time today, sir.
Awesome, Norman. Have a good one, brother.
Of course, of course. And to all of our viewers and listeners, it is our intention for you to take things from episode, apply to your business so you have more massive success. So please do us a favor, subscribe, hit the notification bell, comment below with what you learn, and we'll see you on the next episode. Episodes come live Friday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. And thanks so much for tuning in.